you, Steve. I believe your flu shot is on the way up. Yes, he's away from the microphone, and Dr. Frashone is going up there to give Steve Bertrand a flu shot.
We'll keep him healthy, Wendy. Whatever it takes, we will keep Steve Bertrand healthy. In the studio with us right now, Matt Stutzman. Matt is better known as the Armless Archer. He's a top Paralympic silver medalist in archery, a professional motivational speaker, and great to finally meet you. I've heard nothing but good things about you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And you have a great personality because when you came in, you asked if you could get a flu shot. And then you said, where am I going to get it? But Bill already had you covered. They would give you one in the thigh.
I felt like that was a better question than asking to shake your hand.
But you come against this every day. Is people want to shake hands with you. You are without hands, so it presents a challenge.
Right. Actually, so I used to put my foot out.
Yeah.
It throws people off. So now I just lead with the shoulder and say, this is how I shake hands. And then I, you know, we'll make fun of them about how weak or strong the handshake was. Or
oh,
something.
That's really funny.
Tell your backstory. You were born without arms.
Yep. Born without any arms in 1982. I'd like to say I was much cuter then because babies are always cuter.
You're still pretty cute. I'll give you that.
I'm blushing. Anyway, so I was adopted at 13 months old. My birth parents put me up for adoption because the doctor says it's going to be millions of dollars to raise me and teach me how to live and do stuff in this world, which isn't the case, actually. So at 13 months old, I was adopted by a family of seven, which is more than I can count. So I got to use my toes sometimes to remember. otherwise, I lived a normal life. My parents taught me how to basically adapt to the world instead of have the world adapt to me. And in fact, if you were to go into my house right now or look at my cars, there's nothing that would lead you to believe that a guy without arms lives there or drives these vehicles besides maybe a picture on the wall.
Good.
Okay, I got to ask, you drive a car. How do you drive a car without arms?
So I use my right foot on the steering wheel, and then the left foot is the gas and the brake. In fact...
Oh, that's amazing.
Driving this way gets you out of tickets.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, my God, what happens when you get pulled over?
I had one officer go, please put your hands where I can see them.
Oh,
and I said, I don't have any arms. Anyway, he let me go, so it was good.
I have a couple of questions. You said your adoptive parents helped you find your way. How did they know how to do it? Did they have any experience in dealing with a child without arms before?
No, it's funny because on the adoption paperwork, they said they didn't want to adopt somebody with a physical disability because they didn't know how they were going to handle the situation. It just, I showed up, they fell in love, mm-hmm. and they just decided to wing it and see what happens.
Matt, there's got to be, I know it's easy to say no, there isn't, but there's got to be at least a seed of resentment toward your birth parents for giving up on you so soon. I don't understand that, but what are your thoughts about that? Do you think about it at all? Or did you go back to try to find them and talk to them about it or not?
I met them one time,
yeah. And
they were very apologetic, but I am so happy with how my life turned out now. Yeah. I don't resent them at all. You know, my parents who adopted me are my parents,
yeah. And
they guided me into this path of being able to try anything and motivate myself to never give up.
Yeah.
That I don't think necessarily that they might have, you know, my birth parents would have. So I'm super happy with how I am,
yeah. And
don't resent nothing about it.
Good. Oh,
I bet they feel
so
bad, especially after meeting you, seeing what a wonderful guy you are. I mean, I'm sure they felt bad and they didn't think mm-hmm. they could handle it. So
they apologize a lot, and I'm just like, it's okay. Like, I'm really good with, you know, how everything turned out. Let's just have a friendship or relationship outside of,
right.
of that.
How did school go for you? I mean, wasn't it difficult? I mean, there's bullying first and foremost, but I'm sure people weren't nice to you a lot.
I was picked on until my dad became the principal of the school.
Yay. Good so, score.
Nicely done.
I didn't have to worry about it after like third grade.
Yeah. I know you're a motivational speaker. So when you come up against kids who have a disability or call it whatever you want, but things are different for these kids, what do you say to them to make them believe that there should be no limits?
Yeah, you know, one of the things about what I do is I do get the opportunity to go in and talk to kids. And when I just talk to them about my challenge, and most people can see what my challenge is. I don't have any arms, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't let that stop me from doing what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
I shoot professional archery now, and I do it for a living. And if I can take a bow with no arms and compete in a sport professionally with where people said there's no way you can do that, then I just tell them, then what's your excuse?
Right.
You know, like, surely you got something going on in your life that's rough, but you can work through it. I work through it. And if I can do it, you can do it.
Why'd you pick archery?
it's a sport that doesn't stereotype the athlete, actually. Basketball, you got to be super tall and dunk, and football, run really fast. And archery, it doesn't matter if you have arms or not. You can show up and step on the line against people that have arms and beat them at their game.
And you have beat them.
And I have beat them.
Have you or do you play other sports?
Before archery, I played semi-pro football.
Did you really?
I did. I was the kicker. My longest is like 45, 48
wow.
yards.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, but you don't get paid to do that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
What about balance
long.
Without having arms? I guess this is all you've known, so your balance is pretty good.
Yeah, I've knocked myself out a couple of times, but I've learned now to tuck and roll. So if I'm falling, I can just, for some reason, I'm like a cat. I just spin somehow, and I always land on my shoulder and roll. It's amazing.
The technique that you use to shoot an arrow, developed by you or developed by a coach who said this is probably your best way of doing it?
I actually Googled how to teach an armless guy how to shoot a bow.
Really?
Isn't the internet outstanding?
But at the time, because this was in 2009, there was nothing about
there.
It. Nope. And so I basically pretended my legs were my arms, and I would watch a guy with arms shoot, and I would, in my mind, mimic what he did.
Yeah.
So if he held the bow with his right arm, I held the bow with my right foot. And then by doing that, I was able to teach myself how to shoot.
So you hold the bow with your feet. Mm-hmm. How do you release the wire or whatever it's called, the string?
Right. I have a release aid that I designed that goes over my right shoulder, and that hooks to the string of the bow. So when I'm holding the bow with my right foot, I'm at full draw aiming. There's a little lever that goes on my chin, and then I just slowly push on it until the shot fires.
Do you have to have that apparatus approved so somebody can't say, well, that's not fair, he's using something to enhance his shot? Or was that just a given that you were allowed that from day one?
No, the division that I shoot in allows those type of devices.
They do.
So I fit totally within all the guidelines of all the archery tournaments I ever go to.
Bill and I were talking about taking archery in high school. Every 6 weeks or something, they'd go fencing, something unique that we've never done before. I loved archery. I wasn't very good at it, but you did get better with practice, you know, holding the string and just kind of releasing it. You're a Guinness Book of World Record holder for distance?
Correct.
Or accuracy?
Well, both.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
So I hold the Guinness World Record for the longest, most accurate archery shot ever. And I hit.
Oh, my God.
Hit a target at 310 yards.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was the record prior to this?
230 or 200.
So you didn't just beat it.
Yeah.
You destroyed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to set the bar high.
You did. Do you think anyone will ever top that? Will you ever top that?
I've actually hit 500 before.
500?
Yeah. But
why isn't that in the record book?
Well, because Guinness only allows you 3 attempts. So for 310 yards, I hit it within 3 attempts. I hit on the second shot.
Yeah.
The 500 in 1 yards took me like 17 shots.
Oh.
But I know I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you just wait till the following year and you're going to try it again? Or
I'm going to wait till it's broken. Right?
Oh,
there's no point
in that.
There's no point.
Why break your own? That's stupid.
Exactly.
See, I don't have a brain sometimes.
No, that makes sense.
That's my disability.
Does somebody from Guinness have to witness this, or do you have to have somebody verify that everything was according to the plan, or how does that play out?
Yeah, Guinness showed up on site and made sure I fit all the regulations of the equipment and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's so impressive. Matt Stutzman is here. He is the Armless Archer. His website is his own name, mattstutzman.com. He's on Twitter, Armless Archer. At Armless Archer. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. If you want to jump in, we're 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Matt Stutzman is our guest. He is the Armless Archer, one of the top Paralympic silver medalists of all time. And a lot of the people you compete against aren't just Paralympians. You compete against people who have everything on their bodies.
Correct. Actually, probably 90% of my tournaments are against able-bodied professionals.
And you don't do badly, do you? You do pretty well, don't you?
No, this year was a good year for me. I actually won the U.S. Nationals out of everybody in the whole United States.
That's outstanding.
So,
could you be in the Olympics, not the Paralympics, but the Olympics, if you set your mind to it?
Right now, they shoot a recurve bow and I shoot a compound bow.
Oh.
So unless they allow compounds in the actual Olympics, I can't. But once they allow that, I'm hoping I'm still in my prime because I'm making a run for it.
Yeah, good.
Can I tell you something? Hearing you say able-bodied, you're pretty able-bodied.
Yeah, I actually tell people there's only three things I can't do. and it's laundry, dishes, and...
I don't know if you can say the third one. I'm pretty sure you can't.
Well, so you use your feet for things we use our hands for. I'm going to go one step further here, because is that how you write and stuff?
Absolutely.
See, that is just... Do you paint? Do you do things like that?
I mean, I do everything. I work on cars when I'm not shooting my bow. Yeah, you name it, I do it.
You are completely able-bodied. Look at this.
Absolutely.
You're more handy than a lot of people with all their limbs.
We say footy.
And you're married? Do you have kids?
I got three boys.
Look at that.
Yeah. I actually say that you got mom's girly arms. Because if you were born with my arms, it would be much bigger.
You are a joy. Can I just tell you that? And such a talent.
Oh, thank you.
Have any of the boys showed any interest in following in your footsteps?
I mean, they have bows and they shoot a little bit. But what intrigues me the most is they try to do stuff with their feet and they have hands.
Oh.
So I'm like, Alex, buddy, you're 5 years old. You should use your hands to eat cereal. And he's like, no, I'm doing it with my feet. And then he spills it everywhere. And then, yeah.
Were any of them Green Arrow for Halloween?
No, they were.
That's disappointing.
No. I didn't have a hand in that.
No, of course not. Of course not. Talk about, you come from a very, very small town in Iowa, population about 200. What's the town?
Yeah, Stockport.
So when you walk around town, everyone knows you. You're the pride and joy of that town.
Yeah, when I want to mess with them, I put on some prosthetics. And then they're like, where did Matt go? Well, no, I'm just, your face is like you're trying to comprehend.
No, because I'm wondering, do you wear prosthetics ever?
So the last time I wore prosthetics, I was like 7. And I wore them to show and tell because I thought it would be cool to be the only guy to take off his arms.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No one else could.
But there have been advances in prosthetics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're used to seeing, you know, like bionic type arms and stuff, and we're not to that point. Mm-hmm. But they've made advances. Have you considered it, or is it just not for you?
He'd have to relearn everything.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, someday in my life, I will probably have to have them.
Really?
Why do you say that?
Well, I use my legs for so much stuff. I mean, it's not meant... My legs aren't meant to be up by my face all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing at some point in my life when my hip gives out or when I get older, I will have to get them. And I'm not opposed to getting them, but I will not get them until I'm absolutely forced to get them. This is me, you know?
Yeah.
So, it is.
Yeah.
Do you do yoga? Because I'm sure you're very limber.
I can still put my legs over my head, actually. I don't do yoga. No.
What's the one thing you're able to do with your legs or your feet that amazes even you? Even you go, I can't believe I can do this, but I can do this.
Shoot a bow and arrow.
Yeah, that would be the one, right?
That's a pretty big one.
That's insanely good. Gina Davis, the actress, was an Olympian for archery. Did you ever get to meet her or see her shoot?
I have not.
I've only seen her on TV, but you know her from her work in movies and TV, and she's got incredible accuracy. She's so good.
I'd have to critique her form a little.
Would you? Yeah.
She's using her arms. It's more accurate.
Right.
No.
Right. It's not fair. It's almost not fair.
What's next for you?
In February is a Super Bowl of all archery tournaments, and it's called the Las Vegas Festival. If you win, you get $100,000. If you shoot a 900... Then you get in the shoot-off. There's only like 7 guys in the world that have done it, essentially. I've shot 899 twice. So I was one point off of it.
Wait, how are you scored? When you say you missed by a point, what was missing?
So I'm shooting at 20 yards, and the target is the size of a quarter.
That's the bullseye?
That's the bullseye. I have to hit a quarter 90 times in a row. And if I hit it 90 times in a row, I get 900 points, which usually will win you the money. Well, twice now in the last 2 years, I've shot 899s. And I either miss my first arrow of the whole tournament or I miss the very last arrow of the tournament. And that's because if I did that, I'd be the first person with a physical disability to ever do that. And so I start thinking about it, like, oh my goodness, this is going to happen. And then bloop, I miss.
Yeah.
So this year I got my mind game right, and I'm hoping that this is the year for me.
So what do you have to do differently when you say you got your mind game right? What do you have to think about or not think about to be a little bit better?
For me, it's more like, in the past when I've missed, I've thought, oh my goodness, if I miss this bullseye, I don't win the money.
Yeah, right.
Well, now I'm like, I'm going to win this money.
Good.
Watch this. I'm going to show everybody how I can win this. And it's just that little mindset that makes you shoot positively versus defensively, or or offensively versus defensively.
We were just talking about this yesterday with Brent Sopel from the Blackhawks, that the actual team that's playing right now and played last night, which you were at the game. Mm-hmm. You saw the goals I missed.
I was amazing.
In the washroom. They were getting in their heads too much. They were thinking too much, and that screws you up. You just have to follow what you do. And if you stop thinking, you can get this 900.
Absolutely. I've literally seen guys come up and shoot against me like head-to-head and have watched them lose, but they were winning until the last arrow because like the announcer will come on and say something like, if he shoots a 9, he loses, a 10, he wins.
Yeah.
And the last thing everybody thinks about is if they think, please don't shoot a 9 because if I shoot a 9, I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
And then they shoot a 9 instead of thinking, I'm going to shoot this 10 and win. It's weird
you
how
get
it
into
works.
Your own head.
You can easily get in your own head. Yeah.
Is it a lot easier to shoot indoors because there's no wind to think about?
It's yeah. I mean, you can shoot more accurately, but my specialty is outdoors because I shoot really well in wind situations.
So you have to somehow calculate the wind and figure that into the equation of your shot.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Do you trust yourself to shoot an apple off of someone's head?
Yeah, actually.
Bill, you ready?
I trust myself. I can't trust like that you won't flinch.
Right. I would flinch.
Yeah.
You can trust that I would flinch.
Yeah. But the good news is if I did happen to hit you, I wouldn't get in trouble because I've heard that I don't leave fingerprints on arrows.
Oh, my God. Where's the rim shot? I should have had this for the whole interview. Someone has texted a question. Please ask the archer his draw length versus someone with arms. Is there a difference? And what does that mean, the length of the string?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So my draw length is like 33 inches. Is where from where the string comes all the way back to where I hold the bow with my foot. And so on an average person, it's like anywhere from 26 to 28 inches. So I actually have a little bit of a speed advantage because my arrows are, I'm able to pull the bow back further than somebody that has arms.
You are just an inspiration, and you're very funny.
Well, thank you.
You're very funny. And how do people get in touch with you if they need a motivational speaker? Because I'm telling you, you make me want to go climb a mountain or something after this.
I've jumped out of planes. That's fun.
Have you done that, too?
I flapped my arms, but I still fell. Usually you can go on Facebook, The Armless Archer on Facebook, and you can send me a message there.
Matt, an honor to meet you. Keep up the good work. I hope you break any record that you shoot for, and I hope you you win all the money in Las Vegas.
In February.
I got my toes crossed. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. Awesome. It's Matt Stutzman. He is the Armless Archer. Again, if you want to reach him or find out more, mattstutzman.com is his website, and you can find him on Twitter at @armlessarcher. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.